big news today for KDFC. Rick, tell us how you perceive it. There's a lot of moving parts, so we've been struggling with writing it. Tell me how you see it.
Well, there are a lot of moving parts, but the bottom line is that classical music is being preserved on the radio in the San Francisco Bay Area. It's going to be a little bit different. We're now going to be a listener-supported, non-commercial radio station. It's very similar to what has been happening with other commercial classical stations around the country, most recently in Boston, Washington, and New York City. We have all been offered to keep our jobs by our new ownership, which is the Classical Public Radio Network. It's the parent company of KUSC in Los Angeles. We've been the most successful commercial classical radio station in the country and the only one left in a top 50 market. And it's been really difficult. We've been, especially with the changes in the way ratings have been calibrated over the last couple of years with the personal people meters and so on, it's not been kind to us. And it's been a struggle to try to keep the station as profitable as you have to be in the market the way it is now. And so our former parent company now, Entercom, which has been very, very good to us, actually, over the last couple of years, and they have a vested interest in classical music. The CEO Emeritus, founder of the company, Joseph Field, actually owns a Stradivarius, plays it every year with the Philadelphia Chamber Orchestra, and has a concert hall at Curtis named after him.
So okay, come on now, Rick. You don't have to butter him up anymore. He's not your boss.
Well, you know, I've asked him for that violin as a going-away present. I have not heard back yet. So
yes.
I'm expecting something like that. But the bottom line, though, is that Entercom has been working on this deal for a while, evidently, and I'm just repeating to you stuff that I heard for the first time today, which is the way it works in the radio industry.
Well, let me ask you, it was a surprise for you, though.
It was, how it happened was a surprise. That it happened, I've been in this business long enough to not be surprised. I've been through this before. I began in classical radio, commercial classical radio, with WNCN in New York back in the late 80s, early 90s. And when they flipped format, it was 2 weeks before Christmas, 1994. They called us all in for a staff meeting at 10 in the morning, told us they were flipping the format that night at midnight, and we were all fired.
Oh, much better this way.
That's the way it usually goes. Yeah, this way's a whole lot better than poking the eye with a stick.
It sounded like you were implying, though, that there was you had a question mark in your mind going forward whether or not Entercom would want to maintain the current classical music programming because it wasn't making enough money.
Right. There had been no handwriting on the wall for Entercom, but within the industry, obviously, we see the way other previously successful stations like WQXR in New York, WGMS in Washington, which was the station I grew up listening to, WCRB in Boston, places like that, have all gone non-commercial. And it seems to be, if it can work out, it really seems to be the best place for classical music on the radio, given the way the radio industry is operating these days. Since deregulation, the things have just sort of gone through the roof. There was a period where stations were changing hands like baseball cards, and it's settled down a little bit since then, but it's still a very volatile industry. The PPM rating system has made it even more difficult for stations like ours with a very specialized audience to survive in big-time radio. And I think the fact that we did what we could as long as we did it was pretty darn good. I mean, we've been at this, the new KDSC, essentially for 13 years now. We started at the end of 87. I was one of the very first hires and, really happy to be doing this again. And I still think that we can continue to do a lot of what we're doing in terms of growing the audience for classical music on the radio while still recognizing the fact that the game is going to change a little bit because we're now non-commercial, listener-supported.
Well, let me ask, I think the biggest question that we had is how do you survive, how do you grow any audience when your signal is so weak at KUSF? You don't have KDFC's reach anymore.
Right.
Is that going to change?
That will change actually fairly quickly. We've already applied for a new transmitter at KQSF, which will boost the power significantly, also to move the tower, which will also help with the signal. So that's going to happen very soon. We've also, the parent company is also in talks already, I believe, about expanding the signal to the South Bay by buying a couple of signals down there. So it's going to be a process, but it is something that we are that is definitely in the planning stages. It's in the works. I'm trying to think of the figure of speech that one uses in situations like this, but it's not the lesser of evils, but it's sort of we did the best with what we had to work with. We're playing the cards that we were dealt here in a lot of ways, in that this the most important thing is being able to preserve classical music on a San Francisco Bay Area radio signal, period. And then from there, once that is established, then we can move forward and expand and move outward, if you will, from there. And as I said, that there are definitely plans in the works for that.
Well, very good. One last question, though. It's great for KDFC and its potential survival. Very tough on KUSF and the folks and the students who love to listen to that station and who broadcast from there.
Yeah, I agree. It is very tough, and I feel for them because, as I said, I've been through it before. You get into the radio business, and it's inevitable that you'll live through that sort of a format change at one point or another. I'm really happy that KQSF is going to survive online, and actually that's one of the things that's going to keep us going in a lot of places around the Bay Area is the fact that we do have a very strong and a very popular streaming signal. So, that is something that will be able to keep them going as well as us. And we have some positions that will be coming open in the next couple of weeks.
You may want to take some new interns in first and see how they do. Last question then. What is your audience right now? Can you tell me that?
Our QM audience right now is north of 500,000. Again, it's it comes from the Arbitron personal people meters, so it's a guesstimate at best, but their scientific estimate is we generally in the past year or so have fluctuated between 550 and 650,000 as a cum.
Okay, and is that where's that number gone over the past 3 years, 5 years?
You know, it's remained fairly stable over the last 3 to 5 years. What's changed, and again, this is also a function of the way the measuring system has changed, is the numbers of people who are our primary listening audience and how long they supposedly listen. That's what's been most affecting the way our ratings have been measured over the last couple of years.
So PPM is actually measuring a smaller segment of the audience.
Exactly, yeah.